March 10, 1908. Come out from among them. Ellen G. White. Were it not for the communication between heaven and earth, there would be no light in the world. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, all men would perish beneath the just judgments of God. But the world is not left in darkness. Provision has been made whereby the communication between heaven and our souls may be free and open. It is our privilege to stand with the light of heaven upon us, the light of the glory of God, which shines in the face of Jesus Christ, may shine upon us. It was thus that Enoch walked with God. It was no easier for Enoch to live a righteous life than it is for us at the present time. The world in his time was no more favorable to growth in grace and holiness than it is now. It was by prayer and communion with God that Enoch was enabled to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. We are living in the perils of the last days, and we must receive our strength from the same source. We must walk with God. A separation from the world is required of us, for we cannot remain free from its pollution unless we follow the example of faithful Enoch. But how many are slaves to the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life? Those who profess the religion of Christ should understand the responsibility resting upon them. They should feel that this is an individual work. If each would realize this and would act accordingly, the church would be as mighty as an army with banners. The heavenly dove would hover over us, and the light of the glory of God would no more be shut away from us than it was from the devoted Enoch. The command is given, "Come out from among them, and be ye separate." But it is not for us to say, "I have nothing to do with my neighbor. He is buried in the world. I am not his keeper." For this very reason, we should have something to say to him. The truth was not given us to be hidden under a bushel, or enjoyed by ourselves alone. "Let your light shine before men," is the command. Will we let it shine? The love revealed in Christ's life of self-denial and self-sacrifice is to be seen in the life of his followers. We are called so to walk, even as he walked. The cause of our weakness is our refusal to obey this command. On every side, opportunities are given us to work for our fellow men, in supplying not only their temporal wants, but also their spiritual necessities. It is our duty to lead souls to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. It is important that we fill aright our position in the world, in society, and in the church. But in order to do this, we must have a firm hold upon righteousness. Our faith must reach within the veil, whither our forerunner has for us entered. If we would take hold of the eternal promises of God, we must have a faith that will not be denied, a steadfast, immovable faith that will take hold of the unseen. It may be understood that as a church, we believe that the seventh day is the Sabbath, and that Christ will soon return. But what good will this do our neighbors unless we carry our belief into our daily life? Our profession may be as high as heaven, but this will not save us or benefit our fellow men unless we are Christ-like, unless we imitate the great example. A pure example will do more to enlighten the world than all the high profession the church can make. In this way, our light will shine, and others, seeing our good works, will glorify our Father who is in heaven. God calls us to labor in his vineyard, and the work is retarded or urged forward according to the unfaithfulness or fidelity of human agencies. Often it is hindered by the failure of the human to cooperate with the divine. Men may pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But if they fail of acting out this prayer in their lives, their petitions will be fruitless. But if we will walk humbly with God, if we will work in the Spirit of Christ, none of us will carry heavy burdens. We shall lay them upon the great burden bearer. Then we may expect triumphs in the presence of the Lord, in the communion of his love. All heaven is interested in our salvation. the angels of God, thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They guard us against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. The Lord Himself is our helper. Sing, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O Israel! Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3, verse 14, 17. This is the testimony the Lord desires us to bear to the world. His praise should continually be in our hearts and upon our lips.
Such a testimony will have its effect upon others, and its influence is needed, for the end is near. God calls upon His church now to set in order the things that remain. Workers, together with God, you are empowered by the Lord to take others with you into the kingdom. You are to be the Lord's living agents, channels of light to the world. I appeal to the churches. Stand out separate and distinct from the world, in the world, but not of it, reflecting the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, being pure, holy, and undefiled, and in faith carrying light into all the highways and byways of the earth. Were every member a living missionary, the truth for this time would speedily be proclaimed in all countries, to every people, nation, and tongue. And this is the work that must be done before the Lord shall come in His glory.